USA Radio News.
Senator Marco Rubio is asking the Department of Justice to launch an investigation into former Secretary of State John Kerry's private meetings with top Iranian officials. He joined Fox News to talk about why he's asking for this investigation.
What it says in the Logan Act is if there's a U.S. citizen that without the authority of the U.S. government is talking to a foreign government with the intent of influencing the conduct of that government or with the intent to defeat a measure of the U.S. government, the Logan Act makes that illegal. Now, we know for a fact, for example, and that Kerry has said himself, he's talked to the foreign minister of Iran three or four times.
The number of Americans who applied for unemployment benefits fell to a 49-year low. Initial jobless claims fell by 3,000 to 201,000 in the 7 days that ended September 15th, and that marks the lowest level since November 12th of 1969. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
India has criminalized a Muslim practice known as instant divorce. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Despite a court order ruling last year calling the practice unconstitutional, a divorce obtained by a husband reciting talaq three times to his wife is still in use in some Muslim communities in India. Ravi Shankar Prasad, India's justice minister, said the executive branch of the government was forced to intervene because the ban has not been followed. The new executive order calls for a jail term of up to 3 years for a husband using the practice for divorce. Critics say few Muslims use it and that the Quran never mentions the instant divorce. Talaq is banned in several predominantly Muslim countries, including Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Pakistan.
Week 3 of the NFL kicks off tonight with the Cleveland Browns hosting the New York Jets. Kickoff is just after 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The number of U.S. residents speaking a foreign language at home has reached a record of nearly 67 million. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The findings come from the Center for Immigration Studies that reports the number of foreign-speaking U.S. residents is up 7 million since 2010. That is increased by nearly 34 million since 1990. As a share of the population, 21.8% of U.S. residents speak a foreign language at home, roughly double the 11% back in 1980. The largest percentage increase were among speakers of Telugu from a group of people from India that was up 86%. I'm John Clemens.
President Trump encouraged Americans to start looking for new jobs if they're unhappy with their current position, touting the fact that there's a lot of jobs out there and sometimes not enough people to fill all those jobs. Cabot Phillips is the media director for CampusReform.org. He talks about how young people are finally starting to recognize that the economy is turning around.
So a lot of young people are seeing that this economy right now under President Trump's leadership has more opportunity. If you are a young person getting out into the workforce, this is the best possible time for you in our nation's history, arguably. And so I think a lot of people are realizing, wait a second, everyone keeps telling me that things are going to go horrible under President Trump, and they're actually going pretty well. And so right. I think that young people are starting to a certain extent to be able to separate results from rhetoric.
Cabot was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.